Wow, what a difference a few years can make. You may be aware that nutritionists, diabetologists, endocrinologists, toxicologists, and every type of ologist you can think of have been waging war on apple juice for decades. Back in the 80s, there was concern from the ologists that apple juice caused malnutrition in toddlers. In the 90s, it was concern about the chemical Alar that was used to enhance the growth of apples. And today, according to some, apple juice and other sweetened beverages are at the heart of the obesity epidemic. All this attention and bad news about apple juice. Well, knowing all this background, it was with great interest that I read a recent article in a well-respected pediatric journal touting how apple juice, diluted with water, can make a great mixture to orally rehydrate a dehydrated child who is having vomiting and diarrhea. So today I thought I would tell you about this new research and talk a little about dehydration in children.
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Well, I haven't taken my listeners down science lane in a while, so why don't we take a few moments to talk about the science of water balance in a child? We're probably all aware that a child's body needs a balance of water going in and coming out to stay healthy, to maintain normal blood pressure, and rid the child's body of wastes. Water in comes from food and drink, while water out is the sum of water lost in urine and poop, as well as what is called insensible water loss. That is the water in the child's breath, and that is lost to evaporation from the child's skin. As I said, water in and water out has to balance all the time. But when a child is sick, their intake of water may go down drastically. They can only tolerate poor intake of water for a short span of time, about 2 days, before their bodies start very, very serious dehydration. The most common condition where a child becomes dehydrated is during a vomiting and diarrhea illness, especially if that involves fever. You can see that while this is going on, water in has stopped entirely during the vomiting phase. And not only that, they're losing water extremely rapidly in the form of diarrhea, sweat, and through breathing. Fortunately, children usually have fantastic kidneys that, even during a water crisis like a febrile diarrheal illness, can keep a child close to water balance by drastically decreasing water lost in the form of urine. But water, sugar, and salt intake are vitally important to a child when they have diarrhea. Maintaining intake of these substances is literally keeping the child alive until the illness passes and normal intake and losses can be restored. So what's the best rehydration fluid for a child, you ask? Pediatric literature is replete with cases of children being given various drinks during a diarrhea illness and developing various life-threatening water and salt imbalances. Unless a child's kidneys are given the exact right amount of water, sugar, and salt during rehydration, things go very, very badly. A lot of effort has gone into figuring out what is the exact correct amount of water, sugar, and salt during a diarrhea rehydration process is. That's where Pedialyte and other electrolyte drinks came from. They're the gold standard for rehydration. That is, until now. Remember that study I told you about? Well, the authors of this study compared an oral electrolyte solution like Pedialyte to diluted apple juice as a rehydration fluid. The two study groups, the electrolyte solution group and the apple juice group were compared to see if one had a greater failure rate than the other. And it turns out that the diluted apple juice group had fewer children progressing to more serious dehydration. 17% of the apple juice group needed IV fluids, whereas 25% of the electrolyte solution group needed IV fluids. Presumably, the kids drank more diluted apple juice since it tasted better than the electrolyte solution. To me, electrolyte solutions, they taste like sweat. So I think the kids just were more willing to drink the apple juice, and they drank more. I don't think hospitals have switched to diluted apple juice for oral rehydration yet, but expect that they may. Certainly, I think if a parent wanted to try diluting pasteurized apple juice, one part water to one part juice, and using this as a rehydration fluid for children 6 months or older who have vomiting and diarrhea, I think that's reasonable given what we've just learned. But don't forget, apple juice or no apple juice, if your child goes 8 hours without urine, looks weak, has a dry mouth, doesn't make tears when crying, has cold hands and feet, or just looks ill, get some help right away. Your child may be dehydrated. Well, hopefully you know a little more about water balance and dehydration in children after listening to that discussion. For more on dehydration, don't miss my previous podcast on the subject. I've got a link in the show notes. If you enjoy learning and thinking about childhood health issues with podcasts, go ahead and subscribe to my blog at www.doxmo.com or subscribe on iTunes. And while you're at iTunes, please leave a comment. And remember, you can share any post on my site with relatives and friends as much as you wish. It's free and it's easy. So go ahead and get your free pediatric education. This is Doc Smo broadcasting from the famous Studio 1E, reminding you to stay alert if your child develops the squirts. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.